From the intuitive business coaching of Nancy O'Keefe comes business success with human design. Join us every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. to talk about how business owners are using their human design to create a business that aligns with their life's work, how they're wired to operate, and how they're here to serve so they can return to the joy of running a business that feeds their soul. There isn't one right way to conduct business, but there is one right way for you. Nancy has helped hundreds of business owners redefine success their way.
Welcome. I'm Nancy O'Keefe, Human Design Specialist and Intuitive Business Coach, and you're listening to Business Success with Human Design on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We broadcast every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern. Listen online, on your mobile device, in your car, or ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7 Radio. To learn more or for a full program schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Welcome. You're listening to Business Success with Human Design. I'm your host, Nancy O'Keefe, and I'm very pleased to have a special guest with me today, Cynthia Medina. And I have had the occasion to do a little work with Cynthia, and she's a coach. She covers lots of things: mindset, building wealth, balancing your life. And she would like to help women become aligned and limitless women, which goes right along with my whole thing about human design and how if we align with human design and we are ourselves, it's a whole lot easier to get there. So welcome, Cynthia.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you so much for having me today. It's exciting and it's a pleasure to be here.
Great. It's my pleasure as well. Tell us what you mean by the aligned and limitless woman.
Well, Nancy, you know, I have been in business for many years. I've owned many businesses successfully, but not all of those businesses have I been what we call aligned in. And there's definitely a difference in building an aligned business and building a business just based around logic that you don't necessarily have a huge passion for, that isn't aligned with who you are as a human, as a spirit, as a, you know, the essence of who you are. And I would definitely say that being aligned in your business means that, you know, it's aligned with your passion. It's something that you do naturally, that you have a deep love for doing, but it also is something that works well for your rhythms and, you know, what you need in this world to be able to gift to others, as well as take care of yourself and have the balance of self-care and the rhythm of the way that you like to run your life. And a lot of people don't realize that that's an option.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true. People think they have to do things the way they've been told to do them. And, you know, as we both know, cookie cutter formulas don't work. You really have to work based on how you're wired to work.
Yeah. And I would say that I, you know, over the years sought coaching or sought training from people before I even realized the importance of alignment. And that coaching and that training didn't necessarily feel good. As I was, you know, building it out, I was realizing it wasn't sustainable for me. And I was losing my passion and I was getting exhausted because I was doing things in a way that was aligned for somebody else and made sense for them, but not necessarily for me. And so I think that, you know, in the very foundations of building our business, it's so critical that we understand who we are and how we operate at a very deep level. We get to know ourselves. So, And not just get to know ourselves, Nancy, but fully accept ourselves so that we can actually build something that is sustainable and that we can do for a really long time and enjoy doing for a really long time.
Enjoy doing it. Right. That's the key. And as you know, we did your human design and some of the types actually have to do work they're passionate about. And if they are not doing work they're passionate about, that is the quickest path to burnout. Doing things that keep you busy, that just doesn't work for those people. And those people are the generators. And there are both the pure generators and the manifesting generators, and you are a generator. Did that surprise you? You didn't know a lot about human design before we started, right?
No, I absolutely did not. I mean, I've spent many, many years working with personality profiling and even, you know, working with some of the zodiac and working with, you know, just different other ways of getting to know who we are. But I was not real familiar with human design and I didn't know what I was. And I think it was, I didn't really understand it when I first did the little free test online. I don't know where I did that, somewhere. And it told me that I was a generator, but I didn't understand the depths of what that meant. As a matter of fact, it was a little confusing for me. The only thing that I picked up on everything that I read about it in their little basic, you know, overview was that I was supposed to respond and be a responder. And I thought originally to myself, how the heck am I supposed to do that? Because I have always been somebody who made things happen. Mm-hmm. However, I will say, after you explained it so well to me and I really understood it, I knew that the essence of me was a responder and that I was having probably, I would even say maybe a trauma reaction and pushing my way through life just because of feeling like that was the way that I needed to do it to survive. And learning that I am a responder allowed me to click back into the natural place that I shine and that I thrive and give myself permission to do that and to behave from that space, because it is so it is such a part of the essence of who I am. And it really does make a big difference.
It really does. And I have a little exercise I do, and some of the listeners may have heard me do this before, but if you take the pen and put it in the hand you don't normally write with and sign your name, people will make a face. They'll say, oh, my hand's cramping up. It feels awkward. It's hard. It looks terrible. And then I say, well, put the pen in the other hand that you do normally write with and sign your name. And they describe that as being effortless and easy, and I don't even have to think about it. And to me, that's exactly the difference between living in alignment and living out of alignment, trying to be something you're not, because it's just plain exhausting.
Yeah, it is. And we shouldn't feel exhausted doing what we love. It should be effortless. It should be from a place of fullness, because we are giving ourselves enough self-care. We're in such alignment that, you know, we're not giving up a part of ourselves to give. It's definitely a flow and it feels good.
And it should feed you, not drain you.
Yeah.
Now, in your work, you do quite a bit with mindset with your clients.
Yeah.
How do you think mindset plays into all of this?
Yeah, good question. Well, you know, cultivating a strong mindset is something that every business owner needs to focus on. It's one of the most important things to get yourself across the finish line, per se. So if you have some goals in your business, even in being in alignment with what you're creating, you still have a goal and you still have to get across the finish line, right? And so it takes a strong mindset to overcome the hurdles, the, you know, the bumps in the road, the challenges that come along with running a business, the challenges of learning new things and putting systems in place that are critical to running and operating a business smoothly and avoiding the feast and famine cycle, and really being able to hold the space for massive growth, holding the space for your clients to grow, and for the creativity that happens when you need to, you know, when you need to expand your business. So I think mindset is critical.
And working on limiting beliefs, right? If you don't think you can, you can't. If you don't think it'll happen, it won't. So there's a lot of, you know, self-talk we have to work on as business owners, I think, too. And how do you think human design contributes to that?
Well, I think a lot of those limiting beliefs or core beliefs that you're talking about happen before the age of eight. You know, they happen when our frontal lobe is not fully developed and we make a decision about ourselves based on what the world is showing us or people are showing us. And it's normally not a very good decision because we don't really understand what's happening. And then we carry this on into adulthood, this bad decision we made about ourselves, like I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, or nothing good ever happens to me, or the world isn't safe, or whatever that core belief is. And we don't realize that that's a little program running in the back of our head, making all of our decisions for us, or it's, you know, an undercurrent. And so what happens is we get into business and we have this great idea and we want to take our passion and serve the world. And then suddenly along the way, we hit this roadblock. Okay. We hit a wall because our limiting belief begins to scream at us a little bit. And we don't really realize this. It's kind of subconscious, but I think that that it's really important that we're able to use mindset to overcome those things, but also become aware. And I love that your human design actually can uncover some of the core beliefs that we might be holding. And I was fascinated that as you read my human design, I recognized in some of your words that, you know, when you would say you might have the potential to, and I was like, wow, that really uncovered me at a big level, even though I was aware of my core beliefs. You know, I've done a lot of work already. The fact that it was folded into my human design blew me away. And I think when we can take a look at those things and we can begin working on them, become aware of those programs that are running, then we can use mindset to, you know, to run a different program, to run a different program. But it's with awareness that really makes all the difference in the world.
Exactly. Awareness is the key. If you're not aware of something, you can't do anything to change it. Well, I love that you found that in your human design, because I believe that that is one of the biggest benefits of it, is that it does bring you back to sort of your core awareness of who you are. And it gives you a lot of the word people use when I do a reading is validation. Oh, wow, I knew that about myself. Or, oh, I forgot that about myself. But you just validated that for me. And they feel good in their skin, where maybe they were feeling, I know a lot of entrepreneurs that take a lot of programs and do a lot of things to help grow their business. And there's somebody else's way of doing it, which worked very well for them, but they may not work for the way you're wired. And a lot of people feel badly when they can't get to a $10,000 a month, you know, flow, doing somebody else's method or process, when in fact they're probably wired differently to do that. So I love that human design gives you that validation and helps you become aware of how you're wired so that you can do things your way, really.
Yeah. And I think as coaches, we have a responsibility to take all those things into account for people, you know, the way that they're designed, when we're giving them direction or any kind of, if we're a consultant and we're giving any kind of advice, you know, for somebody to have a sustainable business, then, you know, it's got to be aligned with their passion and their purpose, especially if they're giving so much of themselves in that business. You know, it's one thing to sell a product or, you know, there's different business models, right?
Right.
If you're a coach, then, you know, having a business that's not aligned with what you love and what you naturally teach is going to burn you out very quickly.
Yeah. And who you are. I find a lot of people that are, you know, have said yes in their mind to doing something that really they hate. It should have been a no, but they thought they should, or they thought they had to, or, you know, if you're somebody who does not feel comfortable on video, I don't care if everybody else is doing video and it's popular right now. If you're not comfortable doing it, you're not going to come across especially well. Don't do it.
Yeah.
A lot of times I tell my clients, you know, I'm older than a lot of people, but back in the day, all you needed was a telephone, a pencil, a pad of paper, and the yellow pages. And that's how you did business. And we have a lot of tools available to us, both in software and other things that help us. But if that's not your thing, if you have fear around technology, or you're just not good at it, or it overwhelms you, you don't have to use it. You can just go back to the pad of paper and the pencil and the telephone.
It's true. And a lot of people will tell you that, you know, it's their way or nothing's going to work. And that's just not a reality. You know, there's a lot of ways to run your business successfully. And especially if you're aligned with what you're doing, you're going to come across really powerfully. And if you're not, then it's not going to come across powerfully and nobody's going to believe you. And so I did actually that very thing, Nancy, when I was starting early on in my business, my online business, I did not want to do video. I happened to have a health crisis at that time, and I had a whole bunch of ideas, and I created a really amazing course for people. And I did not feel like doing my hair and my makeup and getting on video. And so I did audio, and they were amazing audio courses. Like, they were just absolutely transformational. And I didn't have any problem with people purchasing them, even though there was no video. Mm-hmm. Later, I upgraded them to video after I was through the health crisis. But it just goes to tell you, when you're putting your heart and soul into something, you know, and you're reaching the right people, you know, your aligned audience, your soulmate clients, your avatar clients, if everything's in alignment, you're going to reach the right people and it's going to work well. And so I think, don't let something stop you. That's one of the things I tell my clients. If you're not a person who likes being on video, or, you know, who likes to be shown, to be seen like that, don't let that stop you. Do what you can do now. Do it with your whole heart and believe in it and follow, you know, the systems that need to be put into place to market that, and you're going to do fine.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Well, let's talk a little bit more about avatar when we come back, because that's something that I think a lot of small business owners wrestle with. And when I took your challenge, you had one of the best exercises to get at your avatar that I've ever done. So let's talk about that when we get back. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Feel like you're always chasing clients? Imagine if they came to you instead. Discover your unique client attraction personality type and learn how you're naturally designed to be a magnet for clients. Dive into our quick quiz and start transforming your approach today. Visit nancyokeefcoaching.com. That's Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, O'Keefe, O-K-E-E-F-E, coaching.com. Click on the white button and let the magic begin today.
Are you curious about your human design? Your chart holds sacred information that can help you get clarity around your life purpose, uncover your natural skills and talents, reveal your business genius and how you're wired to serve in the world, and help you be authentic by shedding all of the things you've been told you have to do and be so you can follow your true life path. This is the best way to find ease and flow, peace, and an abundant life and business. If you're ready to dive deep into your human design and see what it holds for you, take a look at my new course, Human Design 101. It's a self-paced course with optional, live, supportive Q&A calls, and this is your chance to live your life how it was designed to be lived. You can learn more at nancyokeefcoaching.com. Check it out. Welcome back. I'm your host, Nancy O'Keefe. You're listening to Business Success with Human Design, and I'm here with Cynthia Medina, coach, and my guest today And Cynthia and I have been talking about human design and really how you're successful in business by really being yourself. And that's a key component of it. And as I mentioned before the break, Cynthia did a challenge that was called the ACE Challenge. And part of that was to look at your client avatar, who you wanted to attract, because it is important that you're talking to the right people. Not only does that help you reach the people you're meant to serve, but it helps you form the messaging so that you actually get their attention. And client avatar is, you know, everybody talks about that, your ideal client, your target market, however they phrase it. And you have a form that we filled out in the challenge that was one of the best and most comprehensive avatar creating forms that I've ever seen. So do you want to talk a little bit about the importance of creating an avatar?
Yeah. So I really love this subject. You know, I get a lot of people that come to me that just don't know who their avatar is. You know, they have big ideas and they have a big passion, but they're really struggling with who is that person that they want to serve. And very often it's themselves, right? It's somebody who's been through what they've been through. They have or are going through what they have been through. They've come through the fire and they want to make it easier for somebody else. But sometimes it's not. So, you know, it just depends on who they are and who they're wanting to serve. So I think getting really clear on your avatar takes some it's a deep dive. Let's just put it that way. It's really getting into the heart and the mind of the person and getting into their pain and getting into their desire for solutions and getting into their past and getting in their dreams of the future and really knowing them so deeply that whatever comes out of your mouth and into your marketing is speaking to them. So that's how deeply we need to know them. So we're not guessing at our marketing, so that we're actually speaking straight to the heart of that person, that perfect person, that perfect avatar person that our course is designed for or our program is designed for. We're speaking directly to their heart. And they are then receiving that message and saying, oh my God, she knows me. She's speaking directly to me. She has my solution. I need her. And so that takes work. You can't just, you know, slap a few things on a page and feel like you know that person.
Right. But I love what you said about that person might be yourself.
Very true.
Speak to that a little bit more, because I think that's a big gold nugget.
Well, I think when we've gone through trials and tribulations and challenges and traumas and griefs and all that in our life, as most humans do, I think that if we come out on the other side and we've learned so much and we value the lessons and we're in a space of gratitude for all that we've been through, we naturally have a compassion for other people. And I think probably based on your human design, there's certain people that have a deep compassion to want to turn that into making a difference for others. And so I think that number one, when you deeply value what you've been through and the gifts that you've been given because of it, you can be an inspiration for somebody else. And there's certain personalities that naturally glean towards coaching or psychology, or, you know, they just want to go into a field, nursing, to help other people,
right?
Because they have compassion, empathy, and maybe they want to raise the collective consciousness, or maybe they just want to help the world heal, or they want to just make it easier on somebody else. And those are the people that usually become the coaches or the counselors and that kind of thing. And so when we can tap into our, the things that we have seen and been through and heard, when tap into our journey, then very often we will see that we want to help somebody that's just like us. For instance, sometimes people go through really bad marriages and then they come out of that and they want to help women to have a smoother transition or to heal faster after, you know, going through a bad marriage. Or sometimes, you know, people have experienced extreme grief or lost a loved one or a child, and then they want to help people through that process of losing a child so that it's easier. Mm-hmm. So I think first you have to get really clear on what is your passion. Mm-hmm. And then you understand what it is, you know, what's the difference that you really want to make. And then you understand who is it that you really want to help. And right. And very often people will tend to be too broad. You know, I just want to help everybody. Well, we know that sometimes when you want to help everybody, you help nobody, because your message can't really be heard if it's too broad. So we want our message to go straight to the heart of that one person, that one type of person that needs to hear it. And that takes a lot of deep reflection. And it also takes choosing that person. You have to make a choice mm-hmm. that, you know, you're not going to be in fear and think that there's not enough of that one person. And you're not going to grow your business because you're only choosing to have this one avatar, because that's not true. But you have to really narrow it down so that you can speak to the heart of that person. Because if your marketing is all over the place talking to 20 different types of people, then it's never going to be so clear that it's for somebody that you're going to attract, you know, the right people to you. So it's very, very, very important to be clear on your avatar.
Very important. And then the other piece of that is, I see a lot of entrepreneurs go out and offer something to the people they want to work with that they think is a good idea or that they think the people need. And, you know, the litmus test of a good product or service is this something that solves an urgent problem? And do people want to pay to solve this problem? Because if you're, you know, putting something out there that's a nice to have, you might get some income from it, but you're probably not going to be in the flow of a lot of abundance. You're not going to have that consistent revenue, because it's got to be something that solves a problem people want to solve and they're willing to pay to solve. Look at the diet industry as an example. Holy moly, how many billions of dollars is that industry? Because women want to lose weight and they will try just about anything to do it. And it's a problem that they're going to continually pay a lot of money to try to solve. So, I mean, not that everybody's going to be conquering something as big as, you know, the diet issue, but it's got to be that urgent for people, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the difference between a headache and a migraine. You got to find them.
Good analogy. Problem. Yeah.
A headache is bothersome. It'll bug you a little bit. You might look for some solutions. But a migraine, you're going to pay big money to get a major transformation for that.
Right.
Because that is a big problem that is life-changing, you know, in a negative way. So everybody in their industry has a migraine problem. Like, you know, you've got to find that migraine problem and solve it. And you got to be really, really clear that you can solve it.
Right. So you need to have lots of evidence, testimonials, you know, mm-hmm. you need to be clear on what results you bring people. You need to be able to articulate how people have gotten some results. All of that's important and needs to be in your messaging.
And it's also important to poll your migraine people, you know, mm-hmm. whatever the big problem is that you're wanting to solve, it's important to find some of those people that have that big problem and poll them and find out, you know, what are they saying every day? What are they calling out to God or the universe for? What are they wishing for? Like, what is their conversation? This is the thing that I really take my clients through. That's that really deep level, is that you need to get so into that avatar and do so much research that you're actually building out the conversation that they're having. What are they saying to their friends? Where are mm-hmm. they going? What are they not doing that they wish they could do? What are they doing that they don't want to do? what's coming out of their mouth? What comes out of them when they're crying in their darkest hour? And that is where you're going to build something powerful for them, right? And then that's the language that you're using,
right,
to really reach them, because you have something and you know that it's going to make a difference in their life. And you should be sure that it does, right? You should have evidence of that.
Yeah.
But once you know that, and once you have evidence of that, then you want to get it out to the world and you want to help as many people as you possibly can. And how you do that is how you reach them is just like Nancy having natural conversation with each other, right? We're just talking about things, but we're talking about stuff that connects us,
mm-hmm.
makes connection. We feel safe. We feel heard. We're communicating well. That's what you're doing with your avatar when you're speaking their language and, you know, they know that you understand them and you have a solution for them. And so that's how deep of a dive we go into avatar work.
Yeah, that's very, very key. Very key. I also believe, and tell me what you think about this, human design gives us some help there. If you understand the energy types, you can understand a little bit about other people and how they're wired to operate. And that can give you some insight and some clues into how to speak to them as well. There's a lot that human design can tell us about others, even if you don't know anything more than their energy type and how they make decisions. As an example, if people make decisions with their emotional authority and they have to wait and sort of sleep on it before they can come to a really firm, you know, positive decision that they're feeling very clear about, then if you're doing things in your marketing like fast action bonuses, you know, limit and other types of limiters, those may be lost on those people. You may drive them away because they need time to think it over. And if you're not building that time in for them, you may end up losing them because they're going to go, oh, I can't do this. They're not giving me enough time. Forget it. This isn't for me. And they're gone. So we can learn a lot about how people come to decision, what their strategy is. You talked about responding for generators. Each of the energy types has a strategy. And when we use, I call them the big three type strategy and decision-making authority, it can really help us understand how to better communicate with people based on their type, which I think can be very powerful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that it's important to meet people where they are. You know, there's more than one type of person out there. And if you're good at marketing, you're going to be able to reach, you know, each type with what you're building in. So if you're just using one marketing way, one technique, you may not reach, you know, a group of people that you would want to reach. And so I think it's good to diversify and build in those things. And I believe in compassionate marketing and selling. I believe in, you know, integrity in your marketing and selling. I believe that, you know, you do not have to trick people into buying into a program. You should be able to be authentic. You should be able to be transparent and still reach your avatar clients. Yeah. I mean, when we're coming into our marketing from love instead of fear, then we're going to have better results, because any type of marketing from a place of fear or mistrust or anything like that is going to have, you know, more of a negative result. But mm-hmm. when you're coming into your marketing with love and wanting to serve at a high level and being of service, I think that, and then having the knowledge, you know, knowledge is mm-hmm. important. So having the knowledge of the different human design types, having a knowledge of the different personalities, you can build a really robust marketing program that speaks to all the different types of personalities and helps them to come along in the journey with where they're at.
Right.
You also want to have a great value stack of, you know, of programs, so that wherever somebody is at, they can join you from where they're at. In other words, you know, maybe somebody's not ready for one of your programs, but they would be ready for another. Maybe they would be ready for a lower ticket program. Maybe they're ready for a membership. Maybe they want a one-on-one, you know, just depending on how they're built and what they need, they can, you know, come into your container and get served at a very high level from where they're at. And, you know, I don't know about you. I tended to really appreciate one-on-ones more than some of the other models, because probably because of my human design, probably because of my personality, that was something that I really valued at a high level. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that until I had, you know, bought many things. And then I realized, you know, I think I really value this at this time in my life. And so I just think that as we're creating our businesses, again, when you talk about alignment, it should be aligned to our own design, but also built to serve all the different designs.
Right, right. To take them into consideration. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A good example of that is a manifestor energy type. That's somebody who has initiating energy. They like to create new ideas, start new things. They are, you know, people that are starters. They're not necessarily finishers, and that's okay. But I've had a couple of manifestor clients come to me and say, I want to start a year-long program. And I'm thinking to myself, are you sure about that? Because you tend to want to hop to the next new thing. Are you really going to feel passionate about that year-long program in month 7, 8, 9? That's something you've got to examine. Now, can you do it? Absolutely. But do you want to do it? That's the big question. So as you create the things that you're selling and providing for services, you need to take your design into consideration and make sure that you really are going to feel passionate about delivering that in whatever way you select to do it. There's no right or wrong. But there's a right or wrong for you. And that's, I think, the big message with human design. Anybody can do anything. We all have all of the chart in one way or the other. But to leverage what, you know, are our strengths and to do the things that fit well with our wiring is really the key to success.
And being brave enough to give yourself permission to do that.
Yes.
Too.
And being brave enough to do something that is bucking the status quo.
Yeah,
the biggest success I ever had personally was when I completely bucked the status quo. And I ended up with a, you know, multi 7-figure business that I had for 10 years until I finally got tired of it and wanted to do something else. But
yeah, so me too. Mine was totally against the grain. I was, you know, a leader in the industry and, you know, paving a new way. And that turned into 7-figure business. So interesting that you say that.
That's exactly what happened to me. I had an opportunity. I said yes to it, good entrepreneurial style. Somebody asked me if I could do something for them. And before I had a chance to think about how I was going to do it, I said, absolutely, yes, be glad to help you. And then I put the pieces together and we ended up building the first completely virtual organization in the country. In the year 2000, before there were apps for that, before there was Zoom or any of that other stuff. And, you know, we did it because it enabled us to tap into a labor pool that nobody else was looking at. We found a lot of very qualified parents who made the conscious decision to work at home so they could get their children on the bus in the morning and off the bus in the afternoon. And they left the workforce because of that. And nobody would hire them because nobody worked at home in those days. So we built technology. We did a lot of stuff to facilitate people working from home. I had 50 employees in 4 different states. And it was completely out of the realm of what anybody else was doing. But it worked. It served not only our clients, but it served our employees. They had a great job with health benefits, vacation, everything they would have gotten had they gone out and gotten a traditional job in the city, but they didn't have to leave the house. And it was just a beautiful model. It worked really, really well, but it was, you know, totally off the wall. People looked at that, started it and went, what? But it really worked. And people were just thrilled to be able to stick with their values, get their children taken care of the way they wanted to and needed to, and still earn a good wage and contribute to the family. And that certainly eased the financial burden that would have been in place had they had to go down to one salary. So yeah, it was a win-win for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. So let's
talk more about these seven-figure businesses. Six and seven-figure businesses. I see a lot of ads on Facebook. You know, you can have a six-figure business. You can have a seven-figure business. And I know a lot of people that struggle with that. Is it possible to have a six and seven figure business?
Yes, I definitely think it's possible. I think that that it takes a really good, clear system. It takes a strong mindset. It takes alignment, and it takes, you know, having support. Mm-hmm. You know, you first of all, you have to know what you're doing, and if you don't, you need to get instruction, right?
Yeah.
So there's a great thing. There's a great movement out here right now that, you know, you can just be in the energy and suddenly poof, things are going to happen.
Right.
And I believe very much in energy and frequency, very, very much. I think that it definitely makes things a lot easier. I think definitely you can attract a lot of things to you, but I'm here to tell you that I built a seven-figure business and didn't have the best energy. So I think, you know, we got to keep things, we have to keep things in perspective. So definitely there is no negative to building your positive energy and being in a good frequency. No negative to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the only thing that matters. You have to have logical systems in place, and you have to do logical work, and you have to do the stuff that it takes that is well known to build a business. And so I think that's where people need the most help, is that, you know, putting in the systems that can be on repeat, and doing the logical marketing things that it takes to be seen and to be heard by your audience.
With a good message, as we've already talked about. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And then having the support, because it's not easy being an entrepreneur. And, you know, we don't have to go it alone. Just investing in support is so important. Right. You know, coaches need coaches, Nancy. Yep. That's the reality. And anybody who is, you know, is in a big business, who has done multiple six and seven figures, knows the value of coaching and the value of having support. Right. And it's, you know, one of the best things that you can do for yourself. So I think definitely it's possible, and it's even probable if you do it the right way, if you have all the things in place.
Yeah. And you have to, you know, think realistically about it. I see some ads out there about, you know, oh, you know, work 3 hours a week and make, you know, $1 million a month, or, you know, that's probably not realistic, at least not in the beginning. You might get to the point over time where you have a really well-oiled machine, and it would be possible for you to step away and work less hours and so on. But I work with a lot of CEOs of, you know, companies that have several hundred employees. They're doing very well. They're multi seven-figure businesses, and the CEO is up to their, you know, elbows in the day-to-day. So some of that is just not true.
I think, Nancy, those of us who have done seven-figure businesses, we know the language of a seven-figure earner. And I just see so much language out there that it is so clear that they are not a seven-figure earner and never have been. And they're trying to, you know, you just know the language.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to do. I'm not going to lie. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not easy. Building a business takes work. It's logical work, and it, you know, it has to be done daily and consistently. And you are putting your heart and soul into it. You're not going to do it in just a few hours a week. And once you get to a certain level of your business and you start hiring your team and turning that over to your team, yes, then you become the CEO of your business, and you work on your business, not in your business. But in the very beginning, if you're a coach that's just starting out, you know, it's you and you and a VA maybe. And right. So you are putting in the blood, sweat, and tears until you get to the level where you can actually bring in teams and train those teams that, you know, are able to contribute in a big way. And then you can move into CEO of your business. So I think, you know, there are stages of business growth that are very important to follow. And I think that, you know, that learning all of that is very beneficial so that your expectations are in check. A lot of people go into these businesses and they want to be, you know, making multiple six figures in 60 days. And, you know, you might have a really good launch. You might have a $25,000 launch. I did that. I had a really good launch. But sustaining that and building on that is a whole other thing. And it's, you know, I've got to be logical about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, guess what? We're coming up on another break. So let's take another quick break. And when we talk about, when we return rather, let's talk about sort of the steps when you're starting out, you know, what would we recommend that people kind of do first, second, third? Because you do have to have a plan and a strategy, and that's very important as a foundation. So let's tackle that when we get back. We'll be right back.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Can't seem to get in the flow of consistent clients and consistent income? People do business with people they know, like, and trust. How can clients know, like, and trust you if you're not showing up authentically? Discover your unique human design and attract the clients you were meant to serve. Nancy O'Keefe, certified human design specialist, intuitive business coach, helps women peel back the layers of who they've been taught to be to reveal who they truly are so they can build an abundant business that feeds their soul. Nancy has been coaching business owners for over 25 years and is passionate about helping them to understand their divine design and their personal formula for success. Book your human design reading today at nancyokeefcoaching.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Okay, welcome back. I'm Nancy O'Keefe. You're here listening to Business Success with Human Design. My guest is Coach Cynthia Medina, and we're talking about how to start a successful business and how maybe to leverage your human design to help you do that. And we talked a lot about what's possible, and pretty much anything is possible, but you do have to have logical steps. You do have to have a strategy. You do have to put technology in place, plans in place. You've got to have systems. So Cynthia, what would you say is the first thing somebody should be concerned about when they're thinking about starting a business? What do they need to plan for first?
Well, I think they need to be clear on, you know, what is it? What's the problem that they want to solve for people? You know, clarity around that is, I think, the first step. And then what is it going to take to solve that problem? You know, what kind of backup do they have to prove that this problem is solvable and, you know, that they can solve it? You know, having clarity around all of that. And then, you know, how are they going to solve it? What are the stages of solving that they're going to take people through? So just that clarity, I think, would be the most important thing.
And then how are you going to talk about it in a way that entices others? That's the other piece of it.
Yeah. So So once you get clear on what it is that you're solving and who you're solving it for, then you can create really good marketing messaging that speaks to the heart of the person that you're trying to attract. And you do need to learn messaging. You know, you can't just take pen and paper and pour your heart and soul out. And I mean, you can, some of that is okay, but you need to understand messaging and how to get it seen by people. There's so much on the internet right now that if you aren't clear on how to get your message seen and heard, you're going to get kind of lost in all of it.
And I think you also need to think seriously about what kind of business you want to have in the first year, in 5 years and beyond, because we were talking about one-on-one clients. That is the easiest way to start, because you can go to a networking event and talk about what you do, or give a talk at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon or something like that, and probably get a couple of people interested in what you do that you could have conversations with later. And you might even be able to sign them on as a client if you're a coach, a therapist, a healer, something like that. And you know, then doing that one-on-one conversation with them is the easiest way to start the business. It's not the best way to scale and grow your business, because you're really, you know, as they say, trading time for dollars, and there's only so much time in the day, and you can only take so many one-on-one clients in a 24-hour period. So you are somewhat limited by that clock. So you have to think about planning what you want the next step to be after that.
Yeah. And I think one-on-one is a great way to start, because if you haven't gotten proof of concept completely yet, but you know what you have is powerful and it has been transforming for people, then you start with your one-on-one clients and you do some beta testing, you know, with them, and let them know that you're doing some beta testing and, you know, giving them massive amounts of value and seeing what works and what doesn't work before you build out your full out program. So those one-on-one clients are going to be very, very beneficial in your learning to, you know, make your program even more robust and powerful. And, you know, I would just say, you know, be very transparent about that for sure. And, you know, but then yes, eventually you can only see so many one-on-one clients. So once you have all that perfected and you have your program all built, then you need to move to more of a group concept or group, you know, maybe an evergreen where people are able to go through your program on their own time, maybe have some group sessions along with it, and then maybe having an upsell of some one-on-one so that your, you know, your time is more freed up. And that's what you need to know. You need to build that out. You need to know who you are as a person, you know, looking at your human design, looking at your personality. How many one-on-one people can I really take in a week without burning out? Or, you know, how many groups and one-on-one can I do and run my marketing and my Facebook? At what point do I need to bring on people to help me? Right. And having your budget, you know, knowing how much of this program I need to sell and this program I need to sell and what the income that's going to bring in and what are my expenses and at what point do I bring on help, virtual assistants and marketing people and that kind of thing. All of that really kind of needs to be at least softly planned out and sketched out so that you have something to follow and it makes really good, common, logical business sense.
Right. That's how you build a sustainable business, by really having that plan. And then the other piece of it that I think it's important to think about is what kind of journey you're going to take the client on. If you have your one-on-one coaching, great. I mean, that can go on forever. I've had clients I had for 6, 7, 8 years, but you really want to take them on a journey. So when they get to a certain point, what other things are they going to need? And you can begin to think about how you're going to incorporate them into your, you know, mix of products and services that you have so that you can continue to serve those people as their needs grow and change. And that's something, again, I like the term used about having it softly mapped out. Doesn't have to be carved in stone, but you should have some idea of where you want to take these people. When they get that first result, Where will they want to go next? What other problem will pop up? What do you want to help them with after that first round? That's also an important part.
Yeah, that's exactly where you look at your value ladder or your value stack. It's, looking at this person, where are they at now and where do you want to take them? And that may happen in phases. And so as you create your programs, you want to have different points of entry for people and the ability to grow as well. So maybe your avatar is coming in and based on their own personal growth and where they are now, maybe they're coming in at your very lowest entry point or based on their ability, to purchase as well. It could be their income. You want them to still get big wins and be able to grow with you ultimately. Now, maybe when you're first starting your business, you're only going to have one offer and then you're going to build on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you want to build into your business plan and your design, your full stack of programs, right, so that you can reach more people and help more people and then have them stay within your organization and grow.
Right. Right. There's two ways to get clients: get new clients or sell new things to the same clients, which is a lot easier. Well, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. That went fast. So before we have to wrap up, Cynthia, tell people where they can find you. And if you have some sort of a free offering or anything that you'd like to share, that would be great too.
Yeah, absolutely. So my website is coachcynthiamedina.com. And I do have a free Facebook group for anybody who wants to be learning about business. If you want to come in and, consume the material that I have on there for free, I've got a great course on there for starting out your business and how to, get yourself to 10K months. And it's called the Digital Coach Launchpad. You're welcome to join me in there. I do focus mostly on women in business. I will say that. So everything is designed around the female entrepreneur. As far as a free gift, I have a lot of free gifts in my Facebook groups. And I do have some free meditations, a whole 7-piece meditation set on my website that you can definitely take advantage of if you would like to help you with your mindset and help you with relaxation. As entrepreneurs, we need to remember that self-care is one of the biggest things we need to build into our business plan. And so I definitely have things to support you in that way as well.
Great.
So thank you so much, Nancy.
For coming on and sharing all your wisdom with us. And just tell everybody what the name of your Facebook group is.
Yep. Digital Coach Launchpad.
Okay. That's the name of the group.
Mm-hmm.
So look for that. Sounds like there's a lot of great stuff in there. Well, thank you very much for being my guest. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. And we hope you have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you for joining Business Success with Human Design with Nancy O'Keefe every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Nancy next time to discover how you can get in the ease and flow of life and out of business overwhelm with Human Design. Business owners spend a lot of energy conforming to the rules of business. Nancy shows us how to pursue your business based on who you were born to be and how you were born to serve for the ultimate success. To connect with Nancy O'Keefe, go to nancyokeefecoaching.com. That's nancyokeefecoaching.com.